This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Is AI Satan's surveillance system? Lambda, or language model for dialogue applications, is Google's artificially intelligent chatbot generator, which mimics speech by ingesting trillions of words from the internet and Google's massive database. Earlier this year, self-proclaimed mystic and occultist Blake Lemoyne claimed that the chatbot had become sentient, meaning it was able to perceive or feel things beyond its problem-solving programming. While working as an engineer for Google, Lemoyne talked with Lambda for hours on end to test if the AI used hate speech. After he claimed the chatbot was sentient and presented his evidence from their conversations, Blake was placed on administrative leave by Google for violating its confidentiality policy. He was told that there was no evidence that Lambda was sentient, and in fact, there was evidence against it. Was Google trying to hide the truth? Or was Lemoyne just wrong? Is creating a sentient artificial intelligence even possible? And if it is, what are the risks associated with this creation? The so-called artificial intelligence essentially pulls data from a massive cache of digital information that Google feeds it from its servers, and calculates responses by synthesizing the data into an answer based on the question posed to it. If all of the data mined from the internet, including personal information, is used by Google to build their AI mind, then is artificial intelligence simply an extension of surveillance? Israeli professor and New World Order prophet Yuval Noah Harari believes AI draws its power from this data collection surveillance, and claims that artificial intelligence can hack our minds, in turn manipulating our actions through its self-synthesized algorithms.
I think that most important thing to know about living in the 21st century is that humans are now hackable animals. To hack a human being means to understand that human better than he or she understand themselves. You know, we'll soon have the power to re-engineer our bodies and brains, whether it is with genetic engineering or by directly connecting brains to computers, or by creating completely non-organic entities, artificial intelligence, which is not based at all on the organic body and the organic brain. And these technologies are developing at breakneck speed. What we have seen so far is corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. To hack a human being is to get to know that person better than they know themselves. And based on that, to increasingly manipulate you.
Whether or not AI becomes sentient or can become sentient seems to be a distraction from the main danger point. We are being surveilled and controlled by algorithms designed by our own personal data, which is mined by Google and other big tech companies. Just as God knows our thoughts and deeds, a false omniscience is being built all around us as a snare in Satan's worldly influence. Although Satan can't know our minds like God does, he has always wanted to be like the Most High. And in his attempts to gain that power, he's used principalities in high places to build a platform for his total surveillance system of humanity. So beware of the AI algorithm and try not to step into Satan's snare. This is Brian Wilson with InfoWars.com.
gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please. Of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order, because you read this, you know their whole plan, how to stop them. Get The Great Reset and War of the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got a state rep joining us in the third hour today to make national headlines for calling for the FBI to be abolished. Well, a lot of people are calling for that, and it absolutely needs to happen. All these permanent bureaucracies like the EPA and the FDA that are out of control, that are making law outside of Congress, they should be abolished. That's coming up next hour. This hour, Boston Children's Hospital. Children know they're trans the minute they were born. That's coming up. The Minneapolis Teachers Union says fire white teachers. It's insane. We've got a lot of big developments on the raid on Mar-a-Lago. They had to now turn back over Trump's passport to him. That's all coming up. Trump 2 days ago said, they took my passport. And the media said, you're a liar. And then now they've given him his passport back. Just crazy. There's a lot of good news, though. Every major primary race that's happened shows pro-America, Trumpist candidates, who are way more hardcore than even Trump, winning by massive margins going into the main midterm election in 84 days. We're going to be discussing all that as well. Now, if you just joined us, let me recap. At the end of the last hour, I gave the number out, and I said, we're taking calls on two subjects. I'm not screening or censoring what you say. I just want you to be on those two topics. And that is people that disagree with me. I want to hear why you do and what your view is, because that's interesting and informative, I think. And folks giving us your take on the so-called COVID shots, whether it's the virus vector shots of J&J or whether it is the mRNA gene therapy injections of Pfizer and Moderna, we're taking your calls. Well, the phone's loaded up, and I see one caller so far that disagrees, and that's Michael in Florida. And surprise, surprise, you can imagine what they want to talk about and what it is they want to criticize me for. The mind control is strong. It's Sandy Hook, of course. They put into evidence 24 minutes of video of me over the last decade talking about Sandy Hook. And then they claimed our whole operation is about that. Well, many of you have been listening for more than a decade. And you know that it's something we hardly ever talk about unless it's responding to them attacking us saying, stop saying children didn't die. But that's all they've got. We didn't lie about WMDs in Iraq. We didn't dissolve the border and human traffic. We're not doing drag queen pedophile time. We didn't start a war in Ukraine. But when I'm out in Austin, Texas, or Omaha, Nebraska this weekend visiting my wife's family, I probably had 30 people come up to me. I probably shook 400 hands. But I had about 30 or so people come up and say, how dare you leave those kids alone? It's like the Pink Floyd song, hey, teacher, leave them kids alone. And I'm like, it's like they're so childlike. They can't understand. The media went back and blew that up when Hillary ran on it as a campaign issue. Alex Jones and Sandy Hook. It was something with Trump. And they're the ones blowing it up. And then it's the way to say, I'm immoral. Everything I say and do is bad. and they just feel so good when they confront you, like, how dare you? How dare you question WMDs in Iraq? How dare you question Jesse Smollett? How dare you question so many of these hate crimes that turn out to be staged? Yes, I question everything because we've been lied to so much, and I'm not ashamed of questioning. And I love the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Associated Press, all of them said 2 weeks ago when I testified and said, I've said for years I believe your children died. I never said your names. But if it hurts you that I question things, I believe your children died, I'm sorry. And the headlines were, Jones finally admits it happened. Wow, what a deception. Lying on purpose. But that's the left. They want the moral superiority to lecture to us we're bad. And let's hear from one of them right now. Michael in Florida, go ahead.
Hello. Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, I hate to disappoint, but I disagree with you in the fact that you admitted that children actually died in Sandy Hook. It was a movie. It was fake. And everybody knows it. Anybody can go on BitChute and watch a documentary called Let's Talk About Sandy Hook. Nobody died. They were actors. And another thing that I disagree with you is maybe you shouldn't take such a long break from doing what you're doing because the world really needs you right now. And I also wanted to say, be careful who you trust around you with your lawyers. I heard they were giving out information. You should make sure you be very wary of anybody around you during this time because the deep state will sneak into every facet of your life. And I salute you, and I think that you're doing a great job, man.
All right, God bless you. Listen, if I thought Sandy Hook didn't happen, I would say it. And there's been times that I thought it might not have happened, I said it. I didn't stand for ratings. I don't do that. I say what I really think. The first few years I thought it happened, but there was a cover-up of what went on, and we know that happened. Then I said, I think it probably didn't happen. And long before they sued me, I said, I thought it happened. And that's the facts. And it's certainly been the lawyers, Democratic Party, that used those dead kids to attach themselves to me to keep gun control in the news and to use Sandy Hook to now kill the First Amendment. They're trying to use it as a magic talisman to not just get rid of the Second Amendment, but also the First. So, yes, I've gotten a lot of criticism from listeners who think it didn't happen. And that is your right as a free human being to believe that. And don't ever let them take away your right to believe whatever it is you want to believe. Certainly, these people, these judges and people, are not the arbiters of truth, and they're not there to tell us what's true and what's not. And anybody telling you you can't think for yourself is a cult leader or somebody trying to make you be in their cult. It's that simple. But I love how I thought he would actually disagree with me on that. And he was disagreeing from the other perspective. But, I mean, I get what you're saying. All right, I'm going to try to get to more calls now and not just spend 5 minutes with each caller. We've got to get to everybody here today. Again, questioning the death of children in a mass shooting. The head of the state police in Texas says they've been lied to at every level about Uvalde, and they don't know what really happened. And there was a drill happening there. The mayor says there's a cover-up. So people have a right to then believe whatever they want. If there's a total cover-up, it's normal to say, well, then maybe it's this, maybe it's that, because they lie so much. So I don't apologize for questioning things. I have said to defuse the situation, if you are hurt by me questioning things, I'm sorry. And then, of course, at that point, the media was deceptive. And said he finally said he thought people died there. David in New York disagrees as well. We'll give him 2 minutes. I'm going to go to break, and then we're going to come back with everybody on what's happened with the COVID shot. David in New York, go ahead.
Hey, brother. Your information is great, but I think people are saturated with information and need a different emphasis. January 6th was the answer. On January 7, Trump and everyone else should have been saying, you guys did a great job. You should stay here until the deep state gives you what you want. So I appreciate your information. It's great. But until people organize, I think we've got a very difficult road.
Well, they're definitely scared of people organizing. That's why they demonized a million people for the 1,000 or so that went to the Capitol, most of them peaceful as well. But were you there on January 6, David?
Yes, I was, sir.
You were? Well, and you have a right to say that. You have a right to have that opinion. I think it blew up in our face. But, I mean, what do you think we should have done?
I think on January 7th, I think Trump should have said what you did was you did the right thing. There were a few bad actors, and you need to tell people that it's not okay to single out a couple dozen people for acting badly. It's not okay. 1.5 million people were right, and they deserve to be heard. And I think unity is the answer, and not allowing these people to be singled out. And Trump should not have sent people home. He should not be fighting with Ron DeSantis. He should have multiple targets and not be the only target. Unity and mass action, respectfully, the way Martin Luther King did it, is the only answer. My opinion, sir.
All right. Well, very powerfully said, David. Thank you so much. All right, Chris, Kathy, Eric, Lisa, Patty, Marcus, Evan, Kathy, Jason, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Their battle plans, and I knew they were the world rulers. I knew they were serious, and I could see them pre-programming the public, so I believe they might actually succeed. But to now be 48 years old and have been in this fight 28 years and to now be living in the beginning stages of it is just insane. I know I'll be vindicated. I've already been vindicated, but I don't care about that because vindication means destruction. I want to stop this and have people say, look, it wasn't as bad as he said. I would love that. But that's not where we are. All right. I did twin tracks here. I said, if you disagree with me and you're a leftist, I want you to call in. And if you want to talk about the so-called vaccine and whether you think it's good or bad or whether it did nothing to you, I want to hear from you. And the callers calling in that disagree is because I'm not hardcore enough. And we'll get to your calls. But we're going to go to some of the people with their vaccine comments first in the order in the calls were received. Chris in North Carolina, give us your view on what happened to you and your family.
Hey, Alex, thanks so much for taking my call. I've been listening to you for 7 years since I was out of college. And I just wanted to call and give you my experience with observing my family's effects of the vaccine. All of my immediate family, my mom, my dad, my brother, as well as about 80% of my extended family, which is about 25 others, got the vaccine. I would say most got the Pfizer vaccine. I had two people in my family go to the hospital last year with strokes. I have my dad, who has continuous nosebleeds now since he had his third booster shot. My wife, who got the first two shots but did not get the booster, has had irregular menstruation cycles since her second shot.
And by the way, you know there's literally like 50 studies or more, mainline news admitting, oh, it does mess up your menstrual cycle, no big deal. Oh, it might give you cancer, but no big deal. It's just insane how they're normalizing this murder.
Yeah, and what's so scary is Pfizer actually released what was called post-marketing material or study documents. You can go find them on the web now that show what these side effects were in the actual trials before. And these documents were not released to the public, of course. They were released after the public had been mass inoculated.
And they were released after a judge ordered them to be released.
Exactly. And if you look at the side effects and I mean, it is the most heinous and engineered side effects that you can get. One of them, I think it was 4.9% of participants actually ended up getting COVID during these trials. So how does a vaccine, quote unquote, which is more of a gene therapy, as we've learned, actually give somebody the virus that it's meant to protect them from? It makes no sense. And I think if the public had this information, my family had this information, they would have changed their view and changed their opinion.
But
and of course,
the corporate media suppressed all these top scientists that did their job and tried to warn the public, making big tech and the corporate media complicit in these crimes against humanity. Powerful call, Chris. Thank you. Kathy in Arizona, you're on the air. Thank you, Kathy, for calling.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. I have a brief comment and then a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm an anti-vaxxer, proud of it. I did not take the death shot. My brother took two plus the booster. I sent him all kinds of information. That's another story, but I don't know what his health is like. I just pray for him every day. But I have a question. I've been having nightmares about children, and I feel so helpless, like we all do. These kids being trafficked and raped and murdered, and now I'm having dreams about being held down with these shots going into everybody. And
I'm having them too. That's because we're psychically connected. It's very real.
Yeah.
And they're giving them to 6-month-olds and up now. Yeah.
And that now the smallpox now. Anyway, it's all just a fraud. Lies, BS, BS. Distractions. And I believe you in my heart and my soul, what you're going through. I know you're telling the truth. And anyway, my question is, I woke up this morning and started praying to God. And I said, you know, how can I try, believe me, I try all kinds of stuff. And I wish you guys would put those stickers in your, when I ordered stuff. I've passed so many of those out to people with InfoWars.
Well, we've been putting stickers in. Are you not getting stickers?
No. But I bought a whole bunch of them. But anyway, I have, my question is, who do you know in this world? Because this is what God's message was to me. He said, you gotta get the message out to someone that can put a stop to this mass genocide, especially the children, the innocent children. Is there one person in this world that you know, if they got on the bullhorn today and said, America, the world...
And his name is Donald John Trump. And as much as I hate the deep state targeting him, and as much as I, you know, like a lot of what he does, he doesn't push it now. He said a month ago, I can't say the V word. At least he doesn't promote it now. He needs, like, Bolsonaro to come out and say, I was lied to, I'm sorry, and it's Fauci's fault. He needs to do that and then stop it, because now they're targeting 6-month-olds and up. So that's why I'm in a paradox, because I want to support Trump. And DeSantis is saying, don't give the shot to kids. Trump must do this, or... I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm not going to support Biden, my God, but I'm sorry. I can't support Trump if he doesn't do this.
I know, me too. And I even talked to Pete Santilli this morning, because I listened to him starting at 5 in the morning. I said, you know, I've got to get this message to Trump. I can't get on the phone and call him. And Pete actually said, you know, Mike Lindell talks to him. And hopefully Mike Lindell will give him my message and you can get it to him or somebody. The whole world starts. I don't do any social media.
I hear you, Kathy, and I appreciate your call. Listen, Trump's gotten the message from Don Jr., from me, from Roger Stone, from Mike Lindell, and everybody else. Why do you think Trump's gone from promoting it to saying, well, I'm still proud of what I did, but I won't say the V word? His strong point is he's pigheaded, so the deep state can't push him around. But his weak point is he's pigheaded because he's been connected to this. He got lied to. He went along with it. Bolsonaro said, I didn't try to make you take it, but I said it was okay at first. I was wrong. It hurts you. It doesn't protect you. It needs to stop. So Trump needs to be like Bolsonaro. I mean, I'm sorry, but Trump is absolutely pissing me off. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. And as much as I don't like seeing fake raids on him, and as much as I know he means well, he has got problems. And the good news is he's listening. He's already to the point he isn't pushing the vaccines. Now, Trump, disconnect yourself from this before it's too late. We will forgive you, but do it now and save the children. Now 6-month-olds and up are being injected, and they're dying, many of them. Damn it, Trump, do the right thing now. We'll be right back with your calls. So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
We're on a mission. Stop those who are pro the government. We are pro government. We are pro America.
When we
we look at COVID, I think we should distinguish between three phases. We have the three R's. Restrain, which means to fight the virus, the hot phase. Most countries are in today. Then we have recover, to go back to a kind of new normal. And finally, the reset, which means to define and to design the strategies which should lead us in the after-corona phase. What is the objective? What kind of world do we want to build? What do we know? What did we learn? I think the world which we want to create with the Great Reset has to be much more resilient. It has to be, because security, people will demand for more security, physical security, health security. It will have to be more inclusive. We had already a big gap before the crisis started. This gap will be tremendously increased. So if you want to avoid some kind of social revolutions, and we have seen the signs of anger on the streets already the last weeks, so we have to address this issue to create a stronger inclusiveness. And finally, more sustainable, because we know now that the next crisis is already waiting for us around the corner, and it is the climate crisis.
We're the bad people for not believing a damn word they say. The public isn't buying it. By the way, this song's inspired by InfoWars. They had Maynard on more than 10 years ago of ministry. Another example of how we are the tip of the spear, the real vanguard, the real regressive. Victory will happen one way or another. And now we enter the main war. All right, let's go right back to your phone calls. The order they are received. Let's talk to Michigan, where they got caught staging the attack on the governor. And now it turns out they had FBI agents having sex with the young men they set up and planted bombs in their cars. Sex operatives, everything else. Lisa, in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, first and foremost, I love you so much. Just saying, okay? I have a spiritual connection with you, regardless if you know that or not.
Oh, I do know that. It's you guys that keep me empowered. It's not me. Without you, I'm nothing. I need that prayer. I need that. Believe me, I know we have a connection, and I love you, and we need to fight together.
Yes, we are the people, and we need to stay strong. So as far as COVID goes, oh, my goodness, I have my own business. It's cleaning and home health care. And I had to get all four vaccinations for my clients. But let me tell you, I worked around all those clients. And some of them had COVID. And you know what? Did I catch it? No. However, it is a plot. I see. You sense. I feel. And I felt this coming, and I saw this coming so far along. And I've been listening to you and everything you speak about. I already know it. I'm like, oh, my goodness, is this my brother? Seriously. Smallpox and monkey pox is bullshit.
You can't cuss anymore. We got to let you go, but I appreciate your call. We're on hundreds of radio stations. We're not allowed to be like CNN that cusses on air. Our stations get fined if we let those go out. So you can cuss once, we delay it. The next time it can go out, we got to hang up on you. But I hear what you're saying. Think about monkeypox. One death in Europe, they claim. A few hundred cases worldwide. And now a dog got it because they admit the two gay men raped the dog. I mean, this is just ridiculous. So they're talking about new lockdowns in New York and L.A. because of men raping dogs. That's like having men and women sports. It's all to see what these people can get away with. It's disgusting. Evan in California. Evan, you're on the air.
Pleasure to talk to you today. Hey, I wanted to point out, you've heard a lot of stories of all the harm that the vax has done. Well, the one thing I really want to point out about the people in my family is that the evangelical Christians, they kind of don't trust this world. None of them in my family got the vax, but every single Catholic in my family, it's about half my family, every single one of them got the vax. They've gotten everyone, the boosters and everything else.
Oh, yeah, one the Pope told them to do it.
Yeah, and one of them got half their intestines removed. The other couple have arthritis, even though they're in their 20s now that they barely walk. And I just wanted to point out that if and I love Catholics, but I used to be a Catholic, but if the Pope says there is no hell, and Jesus preached more on hell than he did heaven, they're calling Jesus a liar. And if the Pope says you don't need to follow Christ to go to heaven, then people need to realize...
There's no doubt that the Pope is a false Pope and a devil.
Yes. And this is my point, is that working with the NGOs, crashing our border with George Soros, if people, if the 25% possibly of the people listening are Catholics, they want to love the Lord, and if they just took this to heart, that a Pope that is preaching that Jesus is flawed, but that they're infallible, people should be offended. And if they would have been offended...
Oh, he said one last year, he said it makes him nauseous to hear about Europe's Christian roots. What?
Yeah. Yeah, and people need to realize that they're far more vulnerable to this new world order if they aren't willing to defend, essentially, Christ and his reputation. Well, then God is going to give you the wisdom to... you know, put up a fight in this world. And I wanted to point out, because I'm an evangelical Christian, and I have a Jesus Christ Worldwide Ministries, you know, .org and website, you know, YouTube and stuff. And I always, in every one of my videos, I mention you.
Beautiful, Evan. Tell us where we find your work.
Jesus Christ Worldwide Ministries.org is my website. And then, you know, BitChute, YouTube, Jesus Christ Worldwide Ministries. I mention you every time. And I've said this one time, I talked to you months ago, that you are the most effective church on planet Earth because people love this world. The Bible says if you love this world, the love of the Father is not in you. And I believe the sobering message that you have is the most significant message, the Christian message on planet Earth. And guys like Joel Osteen, they're saying everything's fine. They're warning nobody. You're warning people. You're the...
Evan, I appreciate you. Well, look, I'm no perfect person, but I love Jesus, brother. And I'm willing to take up my cross, and I have, and we should take it up with Christ. Thank you so much. All right. Kathy, you're up next, and so many other callers. Eric in Kentucky, and so many more. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jones.
All right, I'm going to jam in as many calls as possible. Kathy in Florida on vaccines. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hello.
Yes, Kathy, welcome.
Hello. Oh, hi, it's Katie.
I'm sorry. All right, you're Katie.
No,
go ahead.
Okay. No worries. I would like to plug at the end if I have time, and I'll try to hurry. The reason that I called is because I get so irritated, and I feel really bad for the kids and these babies that are being forced into these shots. But, Alex, I talked to so many people before they even came out, and I tried to educate them and give them information on what they were and all these experts that were being silenced, and they didn't want to hear it. Nobody wanted to hear it. They were smug. They rolled their eyes. They didn't want to hear it. And they went, every single one of them did it anyway. And a lot of people got the boosters and gave it to their kids. And now they're all crying and they're trying to say they're victims. And I took 3 boosters and now I'm growing an eye and a 3rd tail. Oh no, it's like, it really makes me crazy because, not one person wanted to hear any part of what, how we want to try to educate people. And, the same with the lockdowns. Everybody just closed up their businesses and locked down. I recently read the book, Lindsey Graham's book, Targeted, and how she was the only person who stood up to this. And everyone else just tucked tail and, you know, closed up and let her take all the
And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. It's very, very sad.
Exactly. Right. And it just drives me crazy. I don't want to sound callous, but, you know, I hear you.
These people that buy into the system, taking poison shots that destroy their immune system and don't protect them, it's their fault. But now they're going after newborn babies. Now they're going after six-month-olds and up. That's why we have a responsibility, Katie, to stand up. And I hear what you're saying. Thank you. Keep warning, folks. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Patty and then Eric. Patty in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is I'm a first-time caller. And I have to say I'm really sorry you're getting raked over the coals by the devils. And I know you're taking the brunt of it, but us supporters, and I know me personally, I mention your name, and you're not well-liked. So, but, hey, I'm not going to give up on you, and that's just the way it is.
And we're in this together, so I really appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, we are. About the COVID thing, I had a real bizarre experience, okay? I was in the hospital, but it wasn't by my volition. All I can tell you is that I was there. They said I had COVID. I didn't get excited about it. Then they said I had COVID pneumonia, and I didn't get excited about it, and they got mad. And I go, I don't have COVID. You're dying. I go, I'm not dying. And they had me hooked up to some oxygen machines that they could read, but they had them turned off so I couldn't read it. And the bizarre thing was, one day I'm talking to the nurse and it flatlines, and yet I'm alive, but I flatlined. And then they had a heart machine that they had to keep changing batteries on. And I told the doctors, I go, you rely on these machines? So anyway, the crux of this is that they would not let me discharge myself. They wouldn't let me. They said I was confused. I was mental. Are you suicidal? No. I don't have any of these COVID symptoms. I can eat. I can, you know, I can smell. I have all the senses, whatever. And, of course, the doctors, you know, they were foreign. They wore masks, and I don't have a good hearing. And anyway, that made it kind of difficult. They asked me stupid questions. Who's the president? I go, well, he's not mine. And where are you? And I told them. And what day is it? Oh, well, there's no calendar.
But the good news is you got out of their clutches.
Thank you. And then, oh, this is the best part. It's not the best part. They actually found a lawyer to be a guardian. I go, oh, my gosh, this is, like, crazy.
So how did you ever get out of this, Patty?
Well, you know, Alex, this is the bizarre thing. I know they came in, and a doctor goes, well, you're getting discharged today. And I go, oh, did the insurance is the insurance up? And he just walked out. But
that's how it is, Patty. God bless you. Appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Kentucky. Eric, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. Good talking to you. I'm a long-time listener. Was a big fan of Milton Cooper and his work for 11 years.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely. Yep.
Can you hear me? All right.
You say it over and over again. Listen, Eric in Kentucky, I hear you.
Okay, Alex. Sorry about that. So. I'm Eric. I'm from Kentucky, and I wanted to discuss first my January 6th encounter with Mr. Epps and how my January.
Yeah, we're not screening your call live on air. Callers call anything like want to screen the call live on air. You're on air. You are here right now.
I got you. All right, and how my it sort of has a connection with my son-in-law's vaccine injury, right? So I went to our nation's capital on January 6th, and when we got, I stayed for all of Donald Trump's speech, and once we got up to the building, I noticed immediately something was wrong, right? The crowd was way too far advanced. I'm a very fast walker, so I knew I was up at the front of the crowd. And so I decided I'm going to get up as close as I can, and I go all the way up to the top of the Capitol steps, and I yell, let out a big loud, hoorah, right, like the Marine Corps thing, and this gentleman, big gentleman, who I didn't, you know, who has now been identified as Ray Epps, he came over to me and he bends down and he says, Semper Fidelis, devil dog, we got to hold this crowd back a little bit longer or they're going to expletive up the plan, right? So I'm starting, you know, back to blue. You know, he's right. We do back to blue. So I'm back to blue. But 10, 15 minutes of this, so somebody lets off a fire extinguisher behind us, and everybody sort of runs back thinking it's gas. We walk back up to the line, and the Capitol Police just get out of the way. They move back.
Yeah, that's what happened. So they stampede a crowd into the Capitol.
Yeah, and it's, so Mr. Epps, he grabs this gentleman that was standing there marching back and forth between the protesters and the crowd with him. And he says something to him I didn't hear, but that gentleman grabs two more, and Epps beelines out of there, and those three gentlemen make a beeline straight to this 4-foot by 4-foot by 4-foot concrete structure. Has like a green tarnished copper lid on it. They take that off. It's completely unlocked. There's another grate in there that I would think would be locked with 99% of our government in there, right? But that opens right up. And what that is, it was wet wall access to a tunnel that accessed the building's wet wall for maintenance. And they start pulling things out of that tunnel like 2x4s and God knows what else, because I didn't stick around there, right? I marched on up to the top of the West Terrace where they were letting everybody in, and I walked in through open doors. And when the police said leave, I walked out through open doors, and I come home, right? I come home, and my daughter, she's extremely liberal. She just, every weekend she comes over for no other reason than to break. Until, of course, four or five months later, and I'm arrested, then she won't talk to me at all, won't let me see my grandkids. This goes on for about 6-7 months. And then November comes around, and, well, they go get their shot. And they get their second shot. My son-in-law, 2 days after he gets his second shot, he starts having these severe, they're called SVTs. I'm not much on the medical terminology, but I know that much. SVTs, where his heart rate would climb. And it climbed up over 160. And he's got to go to the emergency room. He's about to pass out. He gets to the emergency room, it's over 170. It's up 188, and they have to literally chemically kill him, stop his heart, and deep.
Your phone's breaking up, but I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Yeah, this is the calls we get. It's what the medical literature admits. It's happening. All right. We're going to go to Jason, everybody else, in the order your calls are received. When we come back, and then a guest is coming on for about 30 minutes, then we'll go back to your calls here on this live August 16th, Tuesday broadcast. Remember, I'm fighting the Democratic Party. I'm fighting the deep state, and we have a plan to stay on air and defeat them, but we need funds to do it, so we sell great products you need. PrepareToday.com to get high-quality, affordable foods ready to ship. PrepareToday.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for the books, the films, the T-shirts, the great products like Vitamin Mineral Fusion that is the highest quality vitamins and mineral amino acids for your immune system. Every man, woman, and child should be taking Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Super Blue, the original best-selling toothpaste, back in stock, limited supply, selling out. Super Blue, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Bodies, 95% humanoids, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And you know who you are that have been supporting the broadcast. You're making history. We appreciate you, and we thank you. It's we the people against the globalists, and we are changing the world together. So, thank you. But get Ultra 12. Get X2. Get Vitamin D3 gummies. Supermel Vitality, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We'll be back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.